Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Hello, ladies. I wanted to record this video and I guess this podcast episode as well, so that I do two in one. If you're listening to the podcast, know that this is going to be available as an IGTV video on my profile and Instagram, so you can find me in Anna Rova. If you're watching this video, know that I also run a podcast called Claimed, where we talk about all things polarity, femininity, and how to attract committed masculine men. So today I wanted to, and if you don't know me, by the way, I'm Anna Rova, and I help single successful women attract committed masculine men. So today I wanted to talk about an important subject of initiating, initiating from, you know, from a feminine place, so to say, because I have a client in my group. Let's call her Jennifer. Jennifer asked a really good question that I think that a lot of women get confused. So she basically said that she reached out to a man that she's been seeing and things went wrong or sour somewhere in the middle. So she's really trying to understand what happened so she can learn from this experience. And she said that so basically the situation is that they have, the guy was really pursuing her strongly for, you know, a week or two, I believe, like consistently being there, pursuing. And then at some point they went away on a weekend that he's initiated his plan, he's paid for things like that. Obviously they've had sex, and what happened, by the way, I'm also posting this video in the client group, so this is also for the women who are working with me, so it's kind of like three in one. And so I know that a lot of women have questions about this, so I just really want to explain my theory around this. And by the way, Jennifer, you know who you are. You have a lot of great comments under your post. We have a really engaged community, and I think a lot of great feedback from the women who get it. So I would listen to a lot of the feedback here. So and I'm just going to name them, you know, Stephanie, Lucia, Leo, Shanna, and I think Barbara gave really, really good advice. So after they went on the weekend, what happened is that the guy basically said, hey, you know, do you mind if we leave early Sunday morning? Because I want to watch a soccer game with my brother. And she said, yeah, that's fine. So he dropped her off on Sunday morning. She hasn't heard back from him until Sunday night, I think, where he kind of casually asked her what's up and things like that. And then I think she noticed or she knew that he has some other dates lined up. But by that time, because there was that gap of, I guess, almost 48 hours that she didn't hear from him, that really made her upset and triggered and hurt. And so she reached out to him. And so what happened in those couple of days, I guess, when he messaged her on Sunday, she was already feeling all these feelings. And so she said something like, I'll text you later, I'm busy right now, coming from a place of obviously hurt and disappointment. And then she did not reply to him. So she reached out to him now trying to understand what happened. And he said, well, you know, I did not hear back from you because you didn't reply to my text. And so I was confused. Everything was going well, so I'm not sure. And then he said something along the lines of, you know, Mondays are really busy. So as usual, you know, I was just busy. And then I expect that, you know, I believe we exchange numbers because we can both text each other, right? If we want to be both in a relationship, should be coming from both sides, not only from my side. So And then he's like, also, you deleted me from Bumble. So now it goes like, who said what and what happened and when. And when you're texting people, there's a lot of stuff that goes behind the scene. I mean, that can be read between the lines. So I didn't want to comment on that because I see there's a lot of confusion. So, you know, Jennifer is asking, is saying, you know, he responded, is basically calling me out for not initiating things. I would love your thoughts on how to respond since in this course and in our work, it's all about not to initiate and how to really lean back and receive and being your feminine power. So first things first about initiating, right? So look, I mean, there's plenty of theories out there that do not initiate with a man. He needs to pursue, he needs to always call you and things like that. So while I agree with that, right, because if we want to create polarity, we want to be with men who are initiators and pursuers because that's in their nature to hunt, right? So if he's interested, he's going to come and tell you and plan and go out and things like that. But I also think this is kind of an 80-20 theory. Like if a man is always initiating and you're never, and this is the discussion we're having in this thread of like, you know, it's just common sense. It's human beings. It's not like you're never initiating ever. Do not ever initiate with a man. That I would never say that, right? Every woman is different, right? So my kind of rule on initiation is probably like 80-20. 80% of the time he's pursuing you. 20% of the time you can, of course, initiate and be like, I had a great time last night. Thank you. Right? Or it made me feel amazing when you did that. Thank you. Or some other ideas that like a woman, Shanna, in our program, she gave ideas about how she's initiating. A couple of examples, right? Number one, show that you are thinking of them without coming across as needing reassurance from them. Number two, don't make yourself seem as readily available in seeking extended contact that you have nothing better to do than pursue them. Number three, show that you're interesting and have a full life. Number four, perhaps tie into a common interest. Number five, appeal to their knowledge and skill set. Remember, they want to help us and feel capable in charge. Number six, playful if it works in contest, but not playful or flirty just to land a hook. And then she provides a few examples, right? So when you really think about dating, like this is so natural. Like if a man is pursuing you, having a lot of fun, you know, like let's say you're going throughout your day and you see something that you think is funny that you talked about, you take a photo and you send him and say, well, here you go, you know, like LOL. Or, you know, when you have a genuine question about something because you're developing this relationship with a man, you actually ask him for help or support or a question, right? So it's not like you're sitting there in your castle of femininity and waiting for all the men to pursue you at all times and you're just not initiating anything, right? But in dating in general, like you got to give men space to pursue you, right? And so the 80-20 rule, it works for me. So like 80% of the time, he will probably be initiating, asking you out, planning the dates and so on and so forth. From your side, you're just like common sense, right? Like if you want to ask a question, ask a question. Initiate, share common interests. Like the basis for this is just communication. Now, something important that Shanna mentioned and quite a few comments here. There's a difference between initiating from a place of need and attachment and being like, you know, so in general, when you're initiating with a man, I would not recommend initiating any sort of conversation about when are we going to see each other next? Where is this going? Why didn't you call? Blah, blah, blah. So in Jennifer's case, there was this whole thing, like she posted screenshots of their interaction of this man responding to her. What I felt in those messages, there was a little bit of, you did not reply to me by Monday. You did not behave or text me as I expected you to behave, which is, I don't know, 2 hours after, 24 hours after. Therefore, I feel disappointed and hurt and like I don't matter. And therefore, you know, you did not do the right thing and I did not reply. So it's almost, and I did not reply to your message and so on and so forth. So that in itself, so you see that doesn't apply to the initiation because you initiate with a man from a place of feeling confident within yourself, from having an interesting life, from dating other men at a time, and just knowing that you are the prize. When you initiate from that sense, it's all playful. You're just there and you're not in that neediness state of attachment.
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode. But I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together, and it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way? This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
Now, in this particular situation, I always say, if you find yourself counting how long has it been since a man has texted you, and of course, I totally understand Jennifer's situation because once you have sex with a man, obviously you get attached. And so you always have to be mindful of that. And so, but if you sit there and are like, right, we had sex Saturday night, Sunday night, he dropped me off and then I did not hear from him by Monday, it's a disaster and I'm feeling hurt and he doesn't love me anymore. That is your own personal insecurity about yourself, because there's no rule that says a man needs to message you within 24 hours after having sex. Like, the guy had, and besides, he told her he knew that Sunday was her brother's birthday and blah, blah, and then Monday he was busy. So whenever you get into these conversations where he has to apologize for his behavior, why he did not text you right away, you know you've gone the wrong path and this is never going to work because he feels guilty. So when there's that guilt trip of like, you did not text me, like, why didn't you text me? Essentially, this is what Jennifer's feeling. It you know, it eludes insecurity about yourself that you have as a woman. And so, of course, when you have sex with a man who you're not exclusive with, you always have to know that there is going to be attachment. And yes, you want him to initiate, yes, but you're not sitting there and counting days because you know you're an amazing woman. You made a choice to have sex with a man not knowing where this is going, not knowing whether he's going to text or not. Yes, he was pursuing you, but you don't know what's going to happen after. So it's all about that concept of taking radical responsibility. How can you take radical responsibility and not sit there and wait? When you wait for a man to text, you know that you're going the wrong way. So the fact, so this guy said, you did not reply to my text, and she did not reply to his text because she was feeling disappointed and hurt, right? And so But she was feeling disappointed and hurt based on her own insecurity of this guy not messaging her 48 hours after. The question is, why do you feel as a woman, and this is not a question to, well, question to Jennifer, but to all the other women who find yourself in a situation, why do you feel like a man has to message you the same day or right the day after? You know, especially because he's probably dating other women. He's still figuring things out, and it's okay. This is what dating is all about. Yes, it's hurtful. Yes, he has been pursuing so far. I mean, who knows? Maybe he didn't like the sex. Maybe there wasn't connection. That's not your responsibility to decide and to really see what happened. And it's probably not even you. That's what dating is all about. It's like shopping for shoes, right? Because both of you figure it out. And so you know what? If he's not texting by Monday, I don't know. So, I mean, you obviously it hurts, right? You're disappointed, but you do not take it out on him because it's not about him. It's about you, right? So actions create reactions. So like he's not texting by Monday. I would just be there. Okay, this is interesting. I wonder if he's still interested. What happened? I'm going to take it into my flow. I'm going to really sit with it. And you know what? If he doesn't text by Wednesday, I mean, yeah, by Wednesday, I would understand, you know, it's been like 4 days, but still, I mean, who the fuck knows like what's happening in his life? You know, maybe he forgot, maybe his grandmother died, maybe he got hit by a bus. That is not your responsibility and it should not consume you into like, oh, what happened? Why is he not texting you? Because you know you're a woman of value, you have confidence, you are the prize and you continue dating. Yes, it's an unfortunate experience. This guy was amazing. What can I learn from this? And what can I learn from this is that, I'm attaching after sex and I'm expecting him to message. And if he messaged me 48 hours, not even 48 hours, but let's say 36 hours after, and that hurts me, the question is why, right? There's no rule there that says he needs to text every single day. Things happen. He was busy, right? So that neediness needs to be worked on and that attachment. And again, you had sex, you got attached, but you can't put this on him because you chose to be intimate with him. So this idea of feminine, you know, leaning back and that feminine presence, like imagine if he texted you and you didn't even think about it. He texted you Monday night and you were like, had a great weekend. How's the soccer game? Great. Okay. And then he's like, when can I see you again? Right. So men, that is actually the moment when a lot of men pull back because once things start to get serious, a lot of women get super attached. And this is when men run away because they're like, uh-oh, she's attaching. Goodbye. You know? But if you can maintain your cool and calm, and Jennifer also said some words about, I know I'm supposed to act cool. This is not about supposing to act cool, because if you're acting cool, but inside of you, this is all about the agony that's, you know, that's within you, that's fake. Like you're sitting there and thinking, oh my God, why is he not texting? And then you're playing cool. That's not right. We need to change that from deep within you. And I do this in the program with the women that I work with. So with Jennifer, you know, Stephanie gave some great advice, you know. It's all about how you feel in your body and asking yourself the questions, right? Like, how do you feel? How do you feel when he responded? How do you feel about his action? How do you feel when he demands 50-50 attention? I don't necessarily believe that he says 50-50, but he's like, why do I have to do all the work? So whenever you're getting into this conversation, you know that you're not in the right place, right? Like, so in that sense, it's really about looking at the patterns, learning the lessons and seeing how can I take, where is my responsibility here? Because I felt that in Jennifer's question, there was not a lot of responsibility on her side because she's like, I didn't do anything wrong. You know, I just played my part, show up and I just feel disappointed that you didn't text me within 48 hours. I mean, okay, but it's your responsibility to work through that, not his, you know? So it's like, how can we shift and change from within, drop to our hands and knees, move through those sensations, right? And see, and just let it go. And just let it go is how you do that. I actually work with women in the program. So Jennifer, I'd really invite you to, because it's still, like you said that it doesn't bother you. Still, it's not in your system anymore. But I think that it is. If you needed closure with this guy, then I feel like it's still there. So we need to work through that. So feminine flow is your answer, right? And really sitting with, why do I feel hurt and disappointed if a man doesn't reply within 36 hours, right? Why do I have that expectation? Why can't I refocus on myself, do my feminine flow, continue dating and moving on with my amazing life? And this, if this man wants to be with me, he'll reach out and continue to pursue me. And if not, then he's not the man I'm looking for. That's it. Hope this is helpful. Let me know what you think about all of that. Message me on Instagram or leave a review on the podcast. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, if you, only if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result. And I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with the wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.